I'm answering a question from Rita Gupta, which is really quite lengthy, so you won't see it on. She's saying Nilachala Ujvala, no, Ujvala Nilamani, it's called. Rupa Goswami states that in spiritual world, each devotee follows the same mood as his or her superior. For example, the gopis in Lalita Devi's group follow the mood of Lalita Devi. I have a few questions in regards to this statement. So here are questions. What is meant by the term mood? Is being favorable to, neutral to, or in competition with her, and being harsh or mild or middle a mood? Does bhava relate to the term mood? Does one eternal service, making devotees, uniting Radha and Krishna, relate to the term mood? Does one spiritual form relate to the term mood? What is the mood of Srimati Radharani? What is the mood of Lalita Devi? Must Lalita Devi have the same mood as Radharani? Rupa Manjari serves under Lalita. What is the mood of Rupa Manjari? What is Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur's mood? What is the mood of Srila Prabhupada? And there are other questions as well. And basically, it's about the meaning and use of the word bhava. I'm not going to get into too much into the details of the individual moods of Krishna's associates, because they are there and available in Ujvala Nilamani when talking about the 360 type of heroines and 120 type of heroes. Rupa Goswami mentions their bhavas. But this word bhav has many meanings. In general, bhav can just mean a state of being. It can mean a particular characteristic. Bhav can mean the personal nature or quality that someone has. It can refer to the type of service or approach to service that a person experiences, and it also refers to the stage of ecstasy. When I talk about states of being, for instance, Stai Bhav, Sanchari Bhav, Sattvika Bhav, Vyabhachari Bhav, these are all states of ecstatic being, and they're referred to by the word bhava. There are, for instance, states of being relating to one's eternal identity, one's name, one's form. The 11 of these constitute ekadasa bhava, the bhavas, or the constituents. This is where another meaning of the word bhava. Bhava also refers to someone's personal nature. For instance, there is left-wing gopis and there are right-wing gopis, those who are very submissive and those who are not submissive. Srimati Radharani is in the category of the not submissive. Amongst the not submissive, there are also gradations. There are little, less, middle, and very unsubmissive. Srimati Radharani is in the middle, whereas Lalita Devi is very unsubmissive, to be called prakar. So these are all different types of bhavas. And as I mentioned, of these, you can read a lot in Ujjvala Nilamani if one is authorized to do so or qualified to do so. Lalita Devi obviously has somewhat of a different nature than Srimati Radharani, and yet she is in Srimati Radharani's group. Rupa Manjari is the leader of Lalita Devi's Mancheries, of all Mancheries, but they also have variances in terms of personal characteristics and in terms of other bhavas, for instance, in terms of their moods of service, the type of service that they do. It isn't that everyone is stereotyped by having to have all identical characteristics of all sorts in order to be in a group, but rather variety is what really adds spice to different groups. But in terms of their attitude of whether they are favorable to Radha, neutral to her, or against her, like Chandravali, then there are different groups. Groups are grouped differently according to that particular bhava. These can all be learned when one reads these books and is spiritually pure at heart to be able to understand them. As far as the mood or bhava of Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur, of Rupa Nuga followers, of Rupa Manjari, of Srila Prabhupada, we speak about these sadhakas as much as they have spoken about themselves, no less and no more. The general mood, the general bhava of all associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a bhava or a mood of service and servitude. Not in conjugal love, not in friendship. Everyone is in the mood of service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the spiritual world, you have bhava or moods of service like conjugal and fraternal, and this doesn't exist in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore all sadhakas, all practitioners have this mood of service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are all his servants. Internally, in terms of their relationship with Krishna, they may cultivate a different bhava, a different relationship, but as far as their relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes, it's like that. And therefore you can see that Rupa Goswami may be in the mood of a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, but simultaneously is in a conjugal relationship internally as a gopi with Krishna. Not a direct relationship, but a mood of kama, bhava, or loving service. So it shows that the external behavior of a practicing devotee in service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fully compatible with any of the other internal relationships that he simultaneously cultivates internally, provided that it's a product of realization and it's not something that's being artificially assumed or imposed. And that's when Ras Abhas occurs. That's when one tries to make something of the sadhaka bhav, one's relationship as a servant, try and transform that into something that relates to siddha bhav, or one's eternal relationship with Krishna, when neither of those are actually really fully realized. We see that another aspect of Srila Prabhupada's and Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur's moods were that of preachers. They both preached, and they preached singha, like lions, very very aggressively. Some Vaishnavas are bhajan mantis. Their mood is not to preach, their mood is to practice without being judgmental about that. It's a difference of mood. Here we can understand that some Vaishnavas may have a different mood. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji's mood was that not of a Mayan preacher, but of a practitioner, whereas Bhaktivinoda Thakur and then his son and Srila Prabhupada, they were of a different mood. So here the mood again can vary in terms of one's personality. And then Srila Prabhupada said that he was 80%, or his spiritual master was five times as strict as he. So Srila Prabhupada's mood is therefore more lenient than that of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And we see that sometimes some devotees are more aggressive than others. Sometimes they're less. We see Gadadhar Pandit is very submissive to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a servant, and Jagannanda Pandit was very unsubmissive. He was always quarrelsome. He would always quarrel with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but still he would be in the mood of servant. So there are many meanings of this one word bhava. It implies many things. We as devotees can know about these things. There's certainly no harm in knowing about these things. In terms of delving into them too deeply, one should do that when it's really one's turn in advancing in Krishna consciousness. Se se dikaraye nishta. So devotees should learn and absorb themselves in subject matters for which they have qualification for, that has come up in the turn of their advancement in Krishna consciousness. We should begin with understanding the real principles of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and only when we ourselves have actually become free from the mood of being enjoyers, and we really enter into the mood of being a servant, then we should get into analyzing the real transcendental moods, bhavas, relating other servants of the Lord. Hare Krishna.